I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Time now to answer our geo quiz. Now, one ground rule here. This is an open book geo quiz. We encourage you whenever to use maps or globes or even GPS devices, whatever you like, in order to solve the quiz. Not that we'd ever know, but even if we did, we wouldn't consider it cheating. Speaking of which, cheating made the headlines in the Chinese province. We asked it a name for today's quiz. 1,000 entrants taking China's civil service entrance exam recently were caught red-handed. The BBC's Chris Hogg has the story and the answer.
The answer to the geo quiz is the northeastern Chinese province of Liaoning, which is the rust belt, if you like, of northeastern China.
I wonder if there's a reason why people of Liaoning would be coming in great numbers to take this civil service exam.
Well, to be fair, this is not just Liaoning. It's actually across China this year. Of course, the reason for that is the economic downturn. If you're looking for a job, it's really a lot safer to try to get a job in the public sector than it is in the private sector. But the numbers are just eye-wateringly huge. More than a quarter of a million people are going for this exam. 13,500 places on offer, which means the 57 people applying for each place on offer for these national civil service positions.
Okay, so talk about unscrupulous means. How did the ones who apparently cheated do so?
Well, they were caught actually in Liaoning, but also in the exam rooms in Beijing itself. More than 300 were caught in the act during the exam. Around 700 others were deemed to have cheated because their papers were just too similar. Now, interestingly, according to the state media, more than half were using what it called technology provided by illegal organizations that provided answers in exchange for money. Now, the kind of things that the paper talks about is tiny earpieces, which the students were using to receive radio signals broadcast by people outside the exam room who had the answers, or even wireless receivers that were disguised. But it was the sort of equipment that spies use.
Is this the first time that this has happened that you know of, at least in these numbers?
Certainly, it's not the first time that people have cheated. The officials have talked about these being new methods of cheating, but there certainly is no sense that this is a new problem. The China Daily, which is an English language state newspaper, wrote today in its editorial that people have been cheating in exams since ancient times, all the way through China's imperial history. Of course, in those days, the paper pointed out, cheats were executed.
Was that sort of a not-so-veiled threat for cheaters this time around?
Certainly. I mean, what's happened to those people who've been caught cheating this time is not only have they been disqualified from the exam, their names and their ID numbers have been entered onto a database for all central and local governments. So really, they've been blacklisted. It's going to be very difficult for any of them to find a job in the public sector. The point that the paper was making was that China has a real problem with corruption. And the paper was saying, if these are people who are cheating at the first rung of the ladder, then these are not the kind of people that we want in public life.
All right. The BBC's Chris Hogg. Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay.